15, 10, 5, touchdown!
The offseason has arrived, but for the Cleveland Browns, every day is game day.
We're a young football team that's trying to get better for the long haul. You know, and we're not in this thing for a quick fix and try to do something that's not going to be long term.
From the Senior Bowl to the Super Bowl.
We are going to build through the draft. We're going to be selective in free agency, I think. And it allows us to look not just to next year, but look to 3 years from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now.
From the combine to the NFL draft.
That's the idea of the offseason here, is to try to keep the guys that you have. And if you got to resign, you do what you can to do it. And then, you know, you add to your roster new players.
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
A very happy football Wednesday to you from Palm Beach, Florida, site of the NFL owners' meetings, which came to their conclusion today, but we're here for the next hour to wrap things up, tell you what went on, all the news that happened here over the last few days that we've been broadcasting Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Great show for you tonight. Browns General Manager Tom Heckert joins us. He'll give his takes on the meetings and also on the Browns' continued plans for the upcoming draft, for next April's draft. He'll break that down with us. We're also going to have Mike Pereira on with us. He is the former NFL head of officiating, now an analyst for Fox Sports. You know he does that great work for Fox and the cut-ins during their coverage of games where there's a controversial call or a replay or whatever, and you hear from him because this is what he did. He was an official, and again, he headed up the officiating for the league, knows his stuff when it comes to the rules, and there were some rules changes at these meetings, and Mike Pereira is going to join us on set to break that down as well. And then Commissioner Roger Goodell, he does his wrap-up news conference, does this every year at the league meetings, covers a wide range of topics, some that were discussed during the sessions behind closed doors and some that weren't. And he's going to get into those topics, and we'll highlight those for you. Among them was the Browns' handling of the Colt McCoy concussion in that Pittsburgh game. That was asked of him during the session, so Commissioner Goodell gets into that. Ask Vic, where we answer your questions that you pose to us. That's driven by Liberty Ford. You pose those questions via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. You also can call in those questions to our voicemail line, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459, or locally, 440-824-6138. This one from Facebook, from James. Justin Blackmon is said not to be an ideal West Coast offense wide receiver. He's more of a deep threat. So let's trade up from the 22 spot, where the Browns have their second first-round pick, of course, with a team like Philadelphia. They have two second-round picks. We could get Michael Floyd, the receiver from Notre Dame, at 15. And then he goes on to list several other players. Also brings up the idea that maybe a Brandon Whedon could be acquired with some of the extra picks that the Browns might have there. Your thoughts on Blackmon, I'm not going to agree with that. I think Justin Blackmon is a dynamic player pretty much in any scheme, but I think he is built for a West Coast type of offense, because I think he has sufficient size and strength, and those are the parts that you really have to have, those elements to be effective in that offense. Is a good route runner, pretty good discipline when it comes to that. That's another key to succeeding in the West Coast offense. So I'm not agreeing with you, and I think if he's there, dynamic, explosive playmaker at four, I wouldn't mind taking him, and I wouldn't rule out the possibility that, you know, you could see some, and we're going to get into this with Tom Heckert, by the way, with 13 picks overall, the Browns could certainly do some maneuvering, and maybe that maneuvering would involve possibly taking a Justin Blackmon at a different place than four. See where that ends up. Peter via Facebook, when are you going to start picking up some free agents? Well, Peter, I hate to disappoint you, and we're going to, again, have more of this discussion with Tom Heckert, the Browns general manager, shortly here, but I believe the Browns pretty well have closed shop on free agent shopping. I think they've done about what they're going to do, mostly in the context of re-signing their own guys and also adding a couple of people. But, Yeah, no high-profile splash. I know that's what you were looking for. That's what a lot of people were looking for. This team is going to depend on the draft to address the key holes that it has. So that no one's kidding when they say that. I mean, that's the real deal. I'm not ruling out that this team could make a free agent signing, possibly one more, perhaps between now and, you know, whenever the season begins, but or training camp or whatever begins. But I think it's pretty well closed for the rest of this offseason in that regard, and all the focus now on the draft. Okay, coming up, we have a conversation with the general manager of the Browns, Tom Hekert. That and much more on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast to you from Palm Beach, Florida. That's been the site of the NFL owners' meetings that concluded today here. And this show is, of course, driven by Liberty Ford and brought to you by Madden NFL 12 EA Sports. It's in the game.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Ben, Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
Looking for more than a song on your birthday? How about a whole concert? Get a free ticket to the Cleveland House of Blues during your birthday month when you join the First Merit Birthday Club. Just visit firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. So log on and rock on with the First Merit Birthday Club. First Merit Bank. You first. Must be a First Merit customer with online banking to join. Full terms apply. See firstmerit.com/birthday for complete details. Member FDIC.
Hey, Browns fans, Bernie Kosar here. As a former NFL quarterback, I know what it's like to get hit hard. But you can keep your wallet from getting hit hard when you take advantage of Discount Drug Mart's $1.99 generic prescription program. Discount Drug Mart offers hundreds of prescriptions and non-prescription medications starting at just $1.99. Just like my offensive line protected me, Discount Drug Mart will protect your wallet. Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Live from Progressive.
Let's take another call.
Hey, Flo, ever wonder if you offer too many discounts?
Never. Homeowners, Safe Driver, Snapshot, Pay in Full. Right now, we offer more discounts than ever.
Doesn't that seem a bit excessive?
Wait, is this Bill and Tom from another insurance company?
Getting you all the discounts you deserve. Now that's Progressive. Call or click today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The Improv Comedy Club is proud to present from Comedy Central's The Chappelle Show, comedian and actor Christian Finnegan. Come see Christian Finnegan this Thursday through Sunday at The Improv, located next to Shooters on the West Bank of the Flats. Christian Finnegan, you've seen him on VH1's Best Week Ever. Countdown to Keith Olbermann and Comedy Central's Premium Blend. Now come see him live this week at The Improv Comedy Club. Call 696-IMPROV, that's 696-4677, for tickets to see the hysterically funny Christian Finnegan. We'll see you there.
Hi, I'm Phil Fogarty with Weedman Lawn Care, and I get the distinct feeling that some of you think all lawn care companies are alike. Well, that couldn't be further from the truth. At Weedman, we use only golf course quality, time-released fertilizer, which meters out over 8 to 10 weeks and makes environmental sense. We have team members with turf management degrees, golf course superintendents, and over 40 years of experience. For a free estimate, call 216-289-5446. Lawn care is not all alike.
WeedmanUSA.com.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We have a discussion coming up with Browns general manager Tom Hekert from Palm Beach, Florida, where we've been now since Monday. The NFL owners' meetings held here concluding today. And that'll be coming up shortly. But we want to remind you, you can celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Cleveland Browns at the 2012 Draft Party. That's on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free and doors open at 6 p.m. For more information, visit clevelandbrowns.com. And this segment, it's brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. We're very happy to have with us now the general manager of the Browns, Tom Hecker. Tom, welcome to the show.
No, thanks.
It's a nice setting here, of course, to be in Palm Beach.
Yeah.
Not a bad place.
No, it's beautiful.
To hold a meeting. And even though I want this much reality for the listeners to understand that you guys spend a lot of time indoors, even though it's beautiful outside.
I was gonna say, I think it's more for the wives and those type of things. But no, it's at least you can look out the window and see it's nice.
As we're doing right now,
right.
Palm trees, son. But Tom, from the standpoint of what these meetings are for a general manager, because it means different things to different people, the ownership level, coaching level, and then what you do. Give us a sense of what goes on in these extended hours that you spend behind closed doors with other general managers. What are some of the key messages and key takeaways you have?
Well, I think the majority of the stuff is kind of like the day-to-day, you know, just anything that we think we can improve on, you know, and we all sit there and talk about it. But, you know, it seems like every year there's actually something big to talk about. And, you know, obviously last year there was the lockout situation and, you know, there's lots of contingency plans of what to do there this year. You know, obviously this bounty thing is a big thing, which I really don't want to get into, but it was something that we all discussed and at length. And, you know, this morning we had a long meeting about it. And we talk about the major things, but then, you know, the normal every morning we talk about, you know, just like rule changes possible. There's a bunch of proposals, whether to change some rules and some player personnel stuff that, you know, like we talked about earlier, that, you know, maybe possibly changing the roster to 90-man roster, which would be great for us. That's what we had last year because of the shortened off season. But we would love to have, you know, the more guys we can have, the better off we're going to be. So things like that. But it's, you know, the majority of it's just kind of tedious stuff. But then there are some bigger things that we talk about.
The only part, I know you mentioned you don't want to get too deeply into the whole bounty thing, but the part of it that affects the other teams, because we know the punishment that the Saints receive for this, and clearly the NFL, not only with its punishment, sending a clear message, and then there was, in fact, the memos that went out to all 32 teams regarding, you know, making sure, I guess, a signed affidavit, owner and coach or whatever, to tell the league, you know, you're not doing this stuff, you're never going to do this stuff. Give me a sense, though, of how you see that from, say, again, the Browns team perspective of this being something that the league is very serious about. And do you think what has taken place with the Saints just puts an end to it league-wide?
Well, you know, and there's probably a number of different ways I can answer this, where, you know, we're not just, obviously the bounty thing came up this year, but we're not just talking about the bounty. We're talking about, you know, as the commissioner says, the integrity of the game, where we're all for that. And anything that makes the league look bad, is, we don't want that. You know, we think our fans, our obviously the TV partners, everybody involved in this, we want it to be legit and just, and everyone, we're not talking about not playing hard and not making big hits. It's the fact that somebody was actually supposedly trying to hurt somebody, and we don't think that's the case. We think it's a very, very small amount that it happened to come to light, and we don't think it's a major issue. Like we don't do it here in Cleveland. So and I think majority of teams don't do it now. No one's going to do it, and I think it's good that it came about. Now everybody knows, you know, maybe it's just a refocus where everybody knew the rules, but now, hey, let's reiterate it. You know, let's talk to players. Say, hey, we're in this thing to play hard-nosed football, but no one wants to hurt anybody. I don't think the players want to hurt anybody.
A year ago, when there were league meetings down in New Orleans, it was a far different atmosphere because of the whole lockout off.
Very, very, yes.
Very tense. I remember it just being a very not pleasant, really, place to be, and it shouldn't have been for all of you who were there from all the teams in the league. This year, so a year later, with a 10-year collective bargaining agreement in place, and just a whole different sense of almost energy, I guess, that I sense, Tom. And how do you read that? And what is the big picture view of the league's health going forward?
Oh, I think it's great. You know, and like you said, it's a totally different feeling down here. Where especially even for us, you know, Pat especially, you know, last year he was going, I got to come into this brand new thing without any off season. So,
right.
You know, he's excited about having a whole off season. And so I think it rejuvenates everybody. And now we're back to normal football. And so everybody's excited about it.
Tom Hecker, Browns general manager, joining us as we broadcast Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, from the owners' meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Tom, with regard to the Browns, You've done your work, I know, with regard to, first of all, signing your own players, getting those contracts done and or re-signing them, whatever, and then adding a couple of free agents, and then pretty much moving forward now toward the draft. But I just want you to reflect a little bit on what was accomplished just in the last couple of weeks with the free agency work that you have done.
Right. Well, and I think that you hit it right on the head. The main focus was re-signing our own players. I mean, I think that's something in that, and trust me, I completely understand the fans are saying, well, why aren't we going out and signing all these free agents? But, you know, when you talk about DeQuell Jackson, Joe Thomas, Chris Gokong, Attila Rubin, I mean, we've signed some really good players that, and you look around the league, some guys are losing these players. And
sure.
So we feel very, very confident that instead of going out and spending money on other players that we don't know about, we spent money on our own players that we think are great, and obviously the players we've signed have performed very well for us. So, that's kind of been our goal, to keep our own guys and not go out and get everybody else's cast offs. And, we did sign two players in free agency who we think are really going to help our defense. You know, we think Frosty Rucker is going to come in and start for us at right defense end. He can move inside in the nickel pass rush, which is something we haven't had.
Right.
We played Ruben and Phil Taylor had to play a lot of the time. So, hopefully we can get some rest in there on nickel stuff. And then, Jaquay Parker, who's a guy that I've known for a long time, and he'll really come in and help us as a pass rusher. So, we're excited about that. And, it wasn't like we didn't try to help ourselves on offense. We did, and it just didn't work out. But we weren't going to, if we missed out on somebody we really targeted, we weren't just going to sign somebody just to sign somebody.
You were very selective.
It was very selective, yeah. Really, we had really talked about four different players, and we signed two of them. And we're excited about that. But then, obviously we knew we were going to, we didn't know we were going to have four compensatory picks, but now we have 13 picks. So, that's a lot of players to help our roster.
When you look, and I know you do this on a not just a daily, but probably an hourly, if not a minute-by-minute basis, when you look at the competition, the teams that you have to deal with in your division, how do you feel their off seasons, because you monitor what they do too, how do you feel their off seasons have gone in relation to the Browns? Fans ask a lot of questions about this and where the competitive margins are. Do you feel you are still in pace that they have, have the opponents done that much more to, say, improve themselves, again, pre-draft?
Right. Well, I think if you really look at it, especially Baltimore and Pittsburgh, I think they have pretty much the same philosophy where Pittsburgh never signs a free agent, really. I mean, they're draft. Baltimore's the same way. They build through the draft, and they have. And that's where, all their players are from the draft. They're not free agents. They're not. And Cincinnati has done mostly that. They have gone a little bit more in free agency. But if you look at look at all those teams, they've all lost players. I mean, they've all lost players. Pittsburgh had to lose a bunch of guys just for salary cap reasons.
Sure.
Baltimore lost a starting offensive lineman. So, I think I don't think any of the teams really went out and did a bunch of free agency, but that's not unlike those teams. So we're kind of in the same mold, and we just feel like the best way to do it is to build through the draft.
And now with the draft, with those compensatory picks, the four that the NFL awarded the Browns on Monday, you're in a position now to have 13 picks. I mean, 13 picks. That's. I think about that total, and it seems pretty staggering. And for you, who's got to do the picking, how great is that?
Yeah, no, it is. It's phenomenal. And I can't sit here and say we're going to have all 13 picks this year.
We can
obviously move around, but
sure.
But I do think that's the best thing about it. It gives us a little bit of ammunition to move around, not only in the early rounds, but even the later rounds. If there's a guy that we really, really like we did last year with Pinkston, we traded a couple picks to move up and take them, and so we at least gives us the option of doing that again this year.
Yeah, and you're right. I would assume, just looking at it and looking at your history too, you do like to do that movement where it gives you even more ammunition either in the course of this year's draft or for next year.
Exactly, that's right. You could use one of our picks this year for a future picks next year, which it always helps. So, 13 guys, that's probably a little bit more than you want, but I'm not complaining at all.
Is that as many as you've gone into a draft within your
career? I believe one time in Philadelphia we had 13, but we didn't end up using 13.
I'll go out on the limb and say you probably won't this year.
That's right.
Tom, as far as the preparation for the draft, it pretty well seems like that is the 100% focus now, even though free agency continues, and I know you don't close the door on anything, but it looks like that's the real push now. So what phase are you in the draft process, in the evaluation process, in the kind of traveling around and looking at people? Walk us through that.
Yep, the evaluation process, we're pretty much there. We have a little bit. We're probably going to go to three more workouts for their top guys. We're having a private workouts with some players, and then we'll actually start bringing in 30 guys that we're allowed to bring in. We're bringing them in this week, actually. So we'll start doing that on Monday, and so we'll have most of our guys, our visits done this week, and so we'll get our final chance to get together with these guys and see what we want to do. But we're getting moving quite a bit. We have a little bit more to do, like on travel wise, but other than that, we're just gonna sit down and keep watching tape.
What do the visits ultimately do for you now? Because I know you've had the opportunity to have some conversation at the Senior Bowl, certainly the conversations at the Combine and the videotape of those to review, and the discussions among your staff to talk about impressions of these guys. Then when they come in for visits now, what are you looking for at this stage, or when you see them out and about?
Yeah, it's probably just a little bit more. You know, if there's any questions we have this time, you know, we got them in our facility, and we can have them for as long as we want. So there's no time limit. No, there's no one else around. Just our guys, so it just, you can really sit down and you can find out about guys, and our coaches can sit and go over stuff with them football wise, just to, you know, make sure they're smart enough for us to play, but then just sit down just to get to know the guy and make sure he's the guy you want to take, especially when you're talking about, you know, taking a guy at the fourth pick in the draft.
Sure. Well, great stuff, and appreciate you taking the time with us. We appreciate it.
All right, thanks for having me.
He is Tom Heckert, the general manager of the Browns, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as we broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. More coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash, or lease the best-selling 33-mile-per-gallon Ford Fusion for just $169. Great fuel efficiency, quality, and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick.
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a loop.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our revved up loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retread, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer sized flatbread.
Great times, great food. Too quick to say to lose.
It's time to get serious and take good care of yourself and your family this cold and flu season. Only Theraflu has the serious power to relieve most severe cold and flu symptoms so you feel better. The power of Theraflu is now available with a great taste of Lipton green tea and honey lemon flavors. Available at Discount Drug Mart, the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns.
Imagine two identical cars. One has been continuously filled with low detergent gasoline. The other with BP gasoline with Invigorate. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help it go a little farther between fill-ups than a car that continuously uses low detergent gas. Now imagine both cars driving down the highway. Which one could go a little farther? BP gasoline with Invigorate. Imagine that.
I'm Joel Mountain, president of Alarm Force. With an Alarm Force video relay, you can see and speak with whoever's at your front door from anywhere in the world through your cell phone. Full video and live two-way voice together. The most advanced form of home security. Get a video relay and an Alarm Force home alarm for only $199 and only $35 per month. And you can get a video relay even if you have another company's home alarm or no alarm at all.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Jake, why is there a tanning bed in the garage?
I gotta get my base tan going for spring break, Lisa.
What are you talking about?
It's the Jake's Garage 4th Annual Spring Break Special.
You're an idiot.
Come on over to Jake's Garage at the corner of Route 252 and Sprague and Columbia Station and get quality Bendix pads and rotors installed for just $199.95 per axle.
That's a savings of about $100 per axle.
Spring break ends on Easter, so call 440-235-1655 for your appointment today or visit the all-new Jake's252Garage.com.
Now get this tanning bed out of here.
Commitment, integrity, teamwork, and the will to win. All traits of a championship team. Those core values are also the foundation at Maloney & Novotny, CPAs and business advisors. The result, unparalleled service and dedication to our clients. For more than 80 years, Maloney & Novotny has helped people and businesses achieve financial success by providing attest, tax, and advisory services while building relationships that last. Maloney & Novotny, with locations in Cleveland, Elyria, and Canton, visit MaloneyNovotny.com or call 216-363-0100. Maloney & Novotny.
The auto show may be over, but the deals keep getting better at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge with the available $1,000 auto show bonus cash. Or lease America's best-selling truck, F-150, for just $199. Four-wheel drive, chrome access, 18-inch all-terrain tires, all for only $199 a month with your trade-in. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick.
You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, in association with Quaker Steak and Lube. Vic Carucci with you from Palm Beach, Florida. That's the site of the NFL owners' meetings that wrapped up here today. Fans, next Tuesday, that will be April 3rd, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, will be broadcasting live from the new Discount Drug Mart in Strongsville, and that'll help kick off their grand opening. Discount Drug Mart is the official drugstore of the Cleveland Browns, so in addition to yours truly being there, going to come out to meet current and former Browns players will be part of this. Really looking forward to it. Really looking forward to meeting a lot of you when we do these remotes, get to interact with fan base. So that'll be very enjoyable. So make sure you come out and make sure you say hello to us. And this segment, we have a conversation with Mike Pereira. He is the former head of officiating in the NFL, now with Fox Sports. It's driven by Liberty Ford. With us right now is Mike Pereira, the former NFL head of officiating. You know his great work now as an analyst of officiating for Fox Sports. Mike, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Great to have you with us. Well, Mike, just had the breakdown from the league regarding some of the new playing rule proposals that were adopted. I think there might even be some more interest in what wasn't brought aboard. And the thing that really struck me, because so much is talked about on replay, the rejection of the proposal to have all replay reviews in the booth. What are your thoughts on that?
They're not ready for that. I mean, you know, you have to look at that and say, what are the ramifications of that? And I think there's a couple, I guess, of key things to look at. To me, there's 17 replay assistants, and are you comfortable putting the responsibility in all of their hands? And I don't think they are. I mean, I think that, you know, maybe there's some guys that are capable of making all the decisions, but there are others that are not. And I think to have a check and balances system, which is really what it is, because the referee gets to look at the video too, and the two of them get to talk. You know, it's not just determining whether or not it's a fumble or not. It's actually whether it's reviewable. And
right.
Is it within the context of the rule? And then what do you have to do with the clock and all those things? And I think if you're going to make a decision like this that says that you're going to take it off of the field, then I think you almost have to say, okay, well, beginning in the year 2015 and give the league a few years to get ready for this and to train people properly and to maybe look at the type of person that's going to become a replay official and compensate them just like a regular official on the field and do more than what they're doing now. And then the other part is I understand, but I can't get it through my head that you're going to take the guys that are on the field out of the process totally.
Right.
And I try to put myself, you know, in their spot. If I'm an official that makes a call on the field and then the game gets stopped and then it gets reversed by a guy upstairs, my ruling gets reversed, and he ends up being wrong, I'm still going to suffer the consequences because I'm going to be looked at even though he made the decision totally independent of any input from me.
Sure.
So I think what you would do is you'd kind of slip back toward the old system, which ran from 86 to 91 before it imploded, where the guy had all the decision-making process upstairs, and you ended up with a group of officials on the field that did not buy into replay.
Right.
And didn't like replay. Well, here it is now, the way the system is now, where they're still involved in the decision-making process, and they have bought into it, take it out of their hands. And the other thing, if you're going to take it out of their hands, then put it in New York. Then do what the National Hockey League does.
Yeah, have it way off-site.
Do it there. Take your three best replay guys and put them in the office with, you know, and then let them make all the decisions if you're going to do that. But they won't do that, and I just still think it needs to be in the hands.
You don't see a day when that's ever going to happen.
Well, I mean, you never can predict what happens, but I don't see a day when that will happen. But, you know, never could with National Hockey League being fairly successful, doing it, you have to consider that there'll probably be some talk about it.
Another rule that was rejected, the horse collar in the pocket, if you can explain what the basis
was. Well, you know, the horse collar was such an interesting topic that we looked at, you know, because of the Roy Williams, open field, open space tackle, where he actually had an opportunity to tackle a player another way, but he chose to grab inside the collar and pull them to the ground that resulted in these horrific injuries, knee injuries specifically. And so we passed it on the basis of those open field tackles. So we eliminated the quarterback in the pocket and the runner in close line play, because we knew that if the quarterback was in the pocket, the guy trying to tackle him was going to be being blocked by another player. And so he's reaching. He's just trying to get anything he can get, and he has no other opportunity to tackle him in any other way. So I don't think you can take a defenseless player or defensive player that really has no other opportunity to grab a quarterback and pull him in the ground. I don't think you can prohibit it from doing that. And I didn't think that had a chance, quite frankly, even though it was a player safety rule,
right,
and those usually automatically pass. I didn't see this one passing.
Mike Pereira, he is a former head of officiating for the league, a former league official, and now you hear his great analysis on Fox Sports' coverage of the National Football League. Mike, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from the league meetings, Palm Beach, Florida, had to cover all that. Mike, as far as what was adopted, and replay is part of this, a replay official can initiate reviews of certain turnovers. You know, we always, again, talk about speed of the game or things that won't hold up the game. Address, if you will, what this might do.
I think you try to find a balance of not delaying the game to any length of time, but also the balance of trying to protect the coaches of having to make decisions on whether or not to challenge things and maybe run into that situation where they're out of challenges outside of 2 minutes and can't challenge something that could be easily correctable. And I think this is as much about last year as it is this year, because they put in the rule last year that said that all scoring plays would be looked at by the replay official upstairs. And
right,
if he could confirm it, then he would send a message down to the referee and on you would play. Now, there was a lot of concern. And if he couldn't confirm it, then he would send it down to be reviewed. Well, there was a lot of concern, including myself, that there would be a lot more stoppages. And in reality, there wasn't. I mean, and it worked pretty smoothly. And so when all of a sudden then the idea came from someone that says, okay, let's give the coaches another opportunity of taking big plays and not forcing them to make their decision to challenge. Let's take turnovers, which I've always said the two biggest things in replay are scoring plays and turnovers.
Mm-hmm.
If we can do it and do it, you know, economically in terms of time, do the same thing, then let's do it. So while I was against last year's rule, because I thought I didn't like it, the fact that it was a one-way rule, that you could only review it if, in fact, the score was ruled. If it wasn't ruled, then it had to be challenged. I was against that aspect of it.
Okay.
But since it worked, and now I see the magnitude of a change of possession play, I think it's a good change. And I think that the replay guys got pretty good at confirming things and not holding up the game for any length of time, and I think they'll do the same thing with turnovers.
Overtime, which the rules that had been in place for the postseason, which started last year, have now been adopted for the regular season. This is just a matter of uniformity and not treating as important as the postseason is, the games that get you into the postseason also carry some weight, too.
You know, this is phase two. You know, when you want to change something, but you run into general resistance from clubs, you say, okay, let's put it in for the playoffs only,
right,
knowing that it's just a precursor for happening in the regular season. And so, you know, that this was an automatic, even though, you know, you look at the two overtime games in this past postseason, and you really couldn't tell much from it because one was a touchdown, a one-play touchdown, basically, and then the other was a lengthy one in the San Francisco Giant game. But I think that just having it around made everybody comfortable enough that they thought it was at least, you know, and I mean, whether or not you think it's good or bad,
sure,
the fact is that it's consistent from the regular season to the postseason, and that to me makes plenty of sense.
Any of the other sort of, you know, that we have here with the loss of down penalty for illegally kicking a loose ball, the making too many men in formation, not a dead ball foul now, anything here, the recipient of a crackback block is now a defenseless player, these being adopted, anything of significance here, Mike?
You know, Vic, no. I mean, I think that what's interesting, and I've always said this, if we looked beneath the rule changes, there's more significant things that happen,
right.
And that's in what you call points of emphasis or back of the book changes. And you know, when you look at the points of emphasis, I would say to you that has a greater effect than any one of these rule changes. When you look back to whatever year it was in the early 2000s or whatever, when the competition committee on it said it will make illegal contact and defensive holding a point of emphasis.
Right.
The number the next year wasn't a rule change, yep, but the next year the number of fouls called tripled. The passing yardage went way up, and so to me those are the big issues. And this year you have some big issues on the points of emphasis because you know you do have the formations and the tackles being up on the line of scrimmage. They're going to force tackles to get up. It's going to result in more penalties. They have the notion now that the quarterbacks have been, you know, they've granted too much. They've liberalized what he can do in shotgun in terms of thrusting his hand forward and taking a giant step and timing it with the center lifting his head, but they don't snap the ball.
Yeah,
you know, and yet we have let that go for years, and now point of emphasis, that's a false start, whether it draws a defensive player off or not. So, you know, to me, those two right there probably will have a bigger effect on how the game looks when you're watching it as a fan,
right,
than any of these rule changes.
Well, just a general thought here, because your role, and it's so great to watch Fox's coverage because they can bring you in and have you immediately analyze when there's a challenge coming up or something, a controversial call. What was your biggest takeaway from this past season? More or less on the controversial side? And with that said, too, how do you see the state of the game kind of going forward with regard to officiating, with regard to rules that are in place? Do you see it becoming, you know, more complicated, tougher officiating, less is the officiating not as good? You know, what's your general take?
Well, I mean, I think it's different. I mean, and people go back and say, you know, what the commissioner's doing now in terms of player safety, that the game is too soft or whatever they want to say, you know. But the fact is that the game has changed and it's not going back. And the game has always evolved. I mean, it's just like the, you know, everybody screams about the 18-game schedule. Well, I understand that, but, you know, it went from 10 to 12, from 12 to 14, and from 14 to 16, and it will go from 16 to 18 at some point. The game changes, and it has changed dramatically in terms of player safety, which has made it harder on the officials because they're a part of this. I mean,
right,
just like coaches are a part of this and players are a part of this, they're part of it too because they're having to call things or they're being told to call things that they never used to call before.
Right.
And they're huge penalties. And so it's become tougher. But then, you know, to me, officiating never gets easier. It always gets tougher because players get bigger, faster and more skillful, and that's certainly not a bad thing, but I think officiating, you know, has to be accept that challenge, just like with instant replay when people said, you know, are the officials going to fear instant replay because it's going to expose more mistakes? Well, and my response was, if you're an official and you fear instant replay, then go find another job. You don't need to be officiating because you should accept the challenge of replay and you should try to get yourself better so that, you know, because you actually got a vehicle that can prove that you're right most
right.
of the time. So it's a tough job. Technology has exposed more, you know,
yeah,
about officiating than ever before, but you know, they accept that, and I think they do a really good job. That the unfortunate thing and the difficult part is their expected level of performance is 100%. I mean, they're expected to get all 155 plays in a game officiated correctly.
Yeah.
You know, and if they officiate 154 right, but they miss one, they're chastised for the one. They don't look at it and say, well, you know, they officiated 98.7 of the plays, percentage of the plays correctly. That's pretty good, but that's just not the nature.
Pretty good doesn't count. Mike, thank you so much for your time. I greatly appreciate it.
You got it.
He is Mike Pereira, the former head of officiating for the league. And again, check out his great analysis, as I'm sure you do, during Fox Sports broadcasts of the National Football League. Joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, we continue to broadcast from the league meetings in Palm Beach, Florida. Much more coming up on 850 WKNR.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty, Benson, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
If you love wings, if you love rings, and all kinds of other tempting things, take time, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Sink your teeth into Munch Madness with our Revved Up Loop favorite. Try our sweet potato retreads, Greek nachos, shrimp quesadilla, or new appetizer-sized flatbread.
Great times, great food, get too quick to take a move.
Med and NFL 12 delivers an authentic NFL experience with an all-new collision system, team-specific runners, and real-life broadcast with all-new dynamic player performance. Players' traits rise and fall based on their performance throughout the game. Madden NFL 12, true to the game. EA Sports Madden NFL 12 is available now. Want to learn more? Go to ea.com/MaddenNFL.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, head to Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Egg Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Egg Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Egg Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
Welcome to Honda's Really Big Sales Event.
I heard you guys have a ton of inventory.
We do. What are you looking for?
Well, I'm in a carpool.
How many passengers do you carry?
We normally have four.
How about the all-new redesigned CR-V? It's the best-selling crossover in America.
I like it. Actually, I forgot about Steve and Julie, so six passengers total.
Well, the Pilot would be a fantastic choice then. It's a 2012 IIHS top safety pick.
It's great, but you know what? I also forgot about Rick and the other Steve, so that makes eight of us.
Multiple Steves. This Odyssey Touring over here holds eight, and it's efficient. That is quite a carpool you have there.
It is a blast. We have sing-alongs.
Ooh, what do you sing? Indulge me.
All right. All around the cobbler's bench, the monkey chased the weasel. The monkey thought 'twas all in fun. Pop goes the weasel.
Always a surprise. You know, whatever the opposite of road rage is, you guys have it.
It's called road joy, and yes, we do.
The Really Big Sales Event. Real deals, big inventory. Well-qualified buyers can get 0.9% APR financing on the Pilot and the Odyssey now at your Honda dealer.
Best-selling claim based on Polk U.S. retail registrations, IHS Global Insight Entry, CUV segment, January 2008 through December 2011. See dealer for financing details.
This is Tom Heckert, and you're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
We appreciate the fact that you've chosen to spend this portion of your Wednesday with us on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Browns fans, experience the great benefits of being a Cleveland Browns season ticket holder. 2012 season tickets are on sale now. They're more affordable than ever, with tickets starting at only $32. Go to clevelandbrowns.com or call 440-824-3434 for more information. And this segment, a wrap-up news conference sound from the commissioner of the NFL, Roger Goodell, his league meetings wrap-up. It's brought to you by Madden NFL 12. EA Sports, it's in the game. NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell held his wrap-up news conference today from the league meetings, covered many topics. Among them was reiterating that the league did not find any reason to have any sanctions against the Browns for the handling of Colt McCoy's concussion against the Steelers last season.
The big changes we made since that occurred, and we actually reviewed that during this week, is the trouble with when you have multiple injuries on one play. And in fact, on Colt McCoy's play, we did have multiple injuries. And so you have medical personnel that are on the sideline trying to monitor what's going on in the field in several different places. So by putting the spotter upstairs and having video available, we can assist the medical professionals in identifying when an impact occurs that should be evaluated. So again, the doctor can then make the evaluation. When doctors have had the opportunity to make that evaluation, they make good judgments. We have complete confidence in that.
The commissioner said there was no discussion at the meetings about having independent neurologists assigned to games. That had been brought up as a suggestion to help improve the handling of concussions for the league. But that was not discussed here. However, he did say those discussions have taken place with the NFL Players Association.
We didn't. We've discussed that. I've discussed that directly with the union. The question is going to come down to, is that in the best interest of our players? I think both the NFLPA and the NFL believe that we should do everything possible to promote player safety. One concern that both the NFL and the NFLPA have discussed in there is that doesn't seem to be the issue. It's the medical judgments. When the doctors are making those medical judgments, they make good ones. What we've been doing, including putting ATC spotters upstairs and to allow them to have video, is to make sure they can identify when an injury occurs. So if a player doesn't self-report, we can make sure that those medical judgments are being made. While we'll continue to discuss that, the general view from both parties to date has been that's not necessarily going to improve the medical care for our players. And I'll remind one other piece. Once a player has sustained a concussion, they can't come back until an independent neurologist has approved the fact that they've advanced that far, that they can return to play.
The commissioner was asked whether he had any concern that suspended Saints coach Sean Payton or suspended Saints general manager Mickey Loomis could possibly influence the team's hiring of an interim coach for this season.
No. Again, ultimately, the owner is going to have to make the final decision. They're suspended from operations during that period of time, but they're going to have to make decisions on how the Saints are going to be operated, either as a group or however Tom Benson wants to do that. Listen, I understand the frustration of the Saints fans, and I have great respect for them. And we'll be there with our Super Bowl at the conclusion of this coming season. And I worked very closely, obviously, as we were getting the Saints reestablished after the hurricane. So I saw it firsthand, the Saints' passion and their fans' passion. And I think I clearly understand that frustration, but I also, everyone has to understand there are 32 teams and everybody is going to have to operate by the same rules. And if we don't do that, the integrity of the game and what fans love about the game will be impacted negatively. And that's my responsibility.
Commissioner Goodell was asked about the timing for any disciplinary action against Saints players so that the team could move on in finding possible replacements, and also the priority he placed on punishing coaches and team executives before players.
Yeah, I'm sensitive to that. We certainly are going to proceed as quickly as possible. I mentioned to you that I've spoken to several dozen players. We have additional people we need to speak to, and the most important issue is I need to speak to the NFLPA, which I expect to do before the end of the week. I hope that they will be in a position to give me a recommendation at that point in time that I can consider. I hold coaches and executives to a higher standard. That's an important element of what the NFL is all about. It is so clear from the information, though, that players enthusiastically embrace this and push this. And that's troubling to me. And I've said that before. So we'll have to look into who was involved, how much were they involved, what influence they had. And I'll have to do the best I can to make a judgment of how that should be handled from a discipline standpoint. As far as going forward, we've made it clear. And again, this is what I'd like to hear from the NFLPA, because that was my exact question. How do we eliminate this from the game? And we do need the players' cooperation to eliminate it from the game. They're a big part of this. And if they feel this is important to the game, we need to find solutions for that.
One topic that was brought up with Commissioner Goodell was about the 18-game schedule, whether that was addressed here at the meetings and whether it's still a possibility for the league.
We haven't discussed that, Jason, in a while. I think I've said in several occasions that I think we're going to have to go through this off-season cycle and try to see what the negotiated off-season cycle is like, the impact it has on the game, the impact it has on the individual players. And then we'll sit down and probably be discussing it sometime either later this year or early next year.
The words of NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell as he wraps up the league meetings here in Palm Beach, Florida. We've got much more coming up on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Your questions to be answered on the Ask Vic portion of the show, driven by Liberty Ford also. Stick around for that and much more on ESPN 850 WKNR.
It's auto show season, and the best deals are at Liberty, Ohio's number one Ford dealer group. The savings are huge, and right now you can get an additional $1,000 in auto show bonus cash or lease the best-selling SUV, Ford Escape, for just $169. Four-wheel drive, great fuel efficiency and style, all for only $169 a month. Liberty guarantees financing, and nobody pays more for your trade.
Liberty has been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
Browns fans, you are on the clock. Celebrate one of the most exciting nights of the year with the Browns at the 2012 Draft Party on Thursday, April 26th at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Admission is free. Visit clevelandbrowns.com for more information.
Spring is here, Harley Riders. On Saturday, April 7th, hit the Southeast Harley-Davidson for the annual Easter Extravaganza, happening from 9 a.m. till 5 p.m. The best time to save is during the Easter Extravaganza, with 15% off the Harley-Davidson motorcycle collection in the parts department and 20% off Harley-Davidson rain gear and licensed T-shirts. The Easter Extravaganza happens Saturday, April 7th, only at Southeast Harley-Davidson, located at the heart of the Bedford Heights Motorcycle Mile, just off I-480.
I need the resources of a larger, well-connected financial services firm.
But I want personal attention from a true partner.
Investment solutions designed to meet my needs.
A global perspective is important today.
I want stability. A firm that survived the tough times by doing what's right.
I'm Brian Kurtz with Baird Private Wealth Management. Founded in 1919, Baird has been a financial partner in Northern Ohio for more than 10 years, guiding families and businesses through some of the best and most challenging times investors have ever seen. We combine industry-leading research with a truly global perspective. We also offer deep expertise in investment management, financial, tax, and estate planning services to help you reach your long-term goals. And because we're employee-owned, you can trust that we share a vested interest in your best interest.
Discover a true partner committed to great outcomes in your financial life. Your partnership begins at BairdOhio.com. Robert W. Baird & Company, member SIPC.
It's the best deal in the neighborhood, and it's all jazzed up with the flavors of Bourbon Street. It's Applebee's new 2 for $20. Get one appetizer and two entrees for just $20. Like our Bourbon Street chicken and shrimp, or our new Cajun seasoned blackened chicken penne. Or go for a classic like our 7-ounce South Sirloin. It's a great deal that just keeps getting better. The new Bourbon Street 2 for $20. Only at Applebee's. We all love choices, but variety at lunchtime can be hard to come by. So come on into Applebee's for our all-new pick-and-pair lunch menu and get any two of our hearty new soups, salads, sandwiches, and pasta. Pair our new Fiesta Chicken Chop Salad with our new fried green tomato and turkey club. The choice is yours. The new pick-and-pair lunch menu, only at Applebee's.
Visit your local Applebee's every Friday during lunch for all-you-can-eat fish and chips. A special Lenten menu is also available every day. Applebee's, there's no place like the neighborhood.
Montgomery Gentry is coming to the Wolstein Center Saturday, April 14th. And Avon Boot Shop would like to send you and a guest to be there in person. Stop by Avon Boot Shop between now and April 6th to enter for your chance to win a pair of tickets to see Montgomery Gentry. Avon Boot Shop is your headquarters for work, Western and biker boots, Carhartt, leather jacket, and chaps. Take I-90 to Avon Exit 151 to find Avon Boot Shop and enter for your chance to win Montgomery Gentry tickets. That's at Avon Boot Shop now through April 6th.
Hey everybody, Reg Eye
and Rhoda here to tell you about Jim Heiser and Bullseye Activewear. Bullseye Activewear is a full-service factory direct commercial screen printer, embroiderer, and promotional products distributor for all your marketing needs.
Bullseye Activewear can help you outfit your staff, team, or school with quality gear that you'll be proud to wear. For more information, follow them on Facebook, head to bullseyeactivewear.com, or give them a call, 330-220-1720. That's 330-220-1720.
Tribe fans, relive the Wahoo glory days with ESPN Cleveland at Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar on Monday, April 23rd. It's an evening with Indians legend Sandy Alomar Jr. Guests will receive an intimate meet and greet with Sandy, including an autograph and picture and a three-course meal from Fleming's. The Hooligans will be broadcasting from 3 to 6, followed by an exclusive Q&A session with Sandy, all for just $99. For more information or to book your reservations, go to ESPNCleveland.com/Sandy. That's ESPNCleveland.com/Sandy. Hurry, space is limited. A portion of the proceeds benefit Cleveland Indians charities. An evening with Sandy Alomar Jr. is brought to you by Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar, Huey's Event Production Services, Amazing Tickets, Nemacolin Woodlands Resort, Delta Airlines, Lycan Motor Companies, Mercedes-Benz, Dennis Kreider Photography, MT Business Technologies, Sweetbriar Golf and Pro Shop, Network Radiology, and ESPN Cleveland. Tune in to ESPN 850 WKNR weekdays from 6 to 7 p.m. for Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Team up with the Cleveland Browns. Season tickets on sale now at 440-824-3434 or clevelandbrowns.com.
Vic Carucci back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily as we broadcast from Palm Beach, Florida, where the NFL owners' meetings concluded today. And with you just until the very top of the hour here, our Ask Vic portion of the show, where I answer your questions that you've submitted via the Browns' official Facebook and Twitter pages. From Jeff via Facebook: how did we not land a wide receiver in free agency when there are so many good wideouts available? Why haven't we done anything to improve the run game through free agency? Well, Jeff, I would take the first part of your question and answer it this way. The Browns attempted, I think, to go after some wideouts. Tom Heckert talked during the show, targeting, said the team was targeting about four players, landed two of them. We didn't mention who those other players were, and he didn't tell me privately who they were, but my sense of it is, you know, that was a position they were trying to address. But I think the good news is it's a position that can be addressed in the draft. Legitimately, I think the draft offers those kinds of players to be had. And then in terms of the run game, I didn't see free agency necessarily as the best way to go there, and I don't think that was something the team truly looked to do. I think via the either the draft or, you know, sort of you can kind of patch that together. I think a running game you can fix in multiple ways. You certainly could do something as dramatic as drafting Trent Richardson to try to fix it, but I'm not even positive that that's the case. I think you're allowing the people you had last year to get healthier, and you're enhancing also your offensive line. I think that's a key, and it leads to our next question from Art. And if you help your line, you can help your running game. Art via Facebook: wide receiver or running back won't help until the huge hole on the right side of the offensive line is fixed. The smart pick is another Joe Thomas type for the right side. And I concur, Art. Again, that's going to be a premium guy to get. I don't know that it would be a Matt Khalil, but you know, you would think somebody like that, if he's available, if he got past number three and got to the Browns at four, that would be somebody absolutely to consider. And Andrew via Facebook, this is an interesting question. He said, would you give up three number one picks for Andrew Luck? I'll say this, Andrew. Three number one picks, if that was the price that the Browns would have paid to get the number two overall pick, presumably for Robert Griffin, the third, and that wasn't accepted because, you know, the Rams wanted that second that the Browns weren't going to part with, and the Redskins did. I don't know that three number ones is going to cut it if we assume that Andrew, if we're talking about Andrew Luck as the top overall pick of the draft. I would think the price for that, the market for that, has been set by that other deal. Okay, enjoyed it down here in Palm Beach, Florida. We want to say some thank yous. Tom Heckert and Mike Pereira, Drew Boatner, Danielle Lavelli, and our outstanding producer, Dave DiNatale. Thank all of you for your great help throughout every day, but especially through the last 3 days here in Florida.
And we'll be back with you tomorrow back in Berea, Ohio, with this show. I'm Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.